1600, and they're also online at sunburstshutters.com.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN, Las Vegas, K265EZ.
But head coach Tony Sanchez,
no matter what the situation, no matter what the score at the time, play each and every single down.
And Mike Pritchard.
This is a new era. This is an exciting era, too, for UNLV football.
Yours truly, Russ Langer, live from Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. He's going to run. Left side. Got some room.
I don't care if you're playing five snaps, you're playing 50 snaps.
Throw the pylon, and he is.
Every snap that you play is pivotal in our success.
In for a Rebel touchdown.
These young guys are stepping up and saying, yes, this is it. I believe in a system we're buying in.
The fumble is at the goal line. Picked up by the Rebels. Touchdown, UNLV.
It's a really impressive group when it comes to the way they've accepted the coaching and accepted the direction that we're going.
It's the Tony Sanchez Show on the Rebel IMG Sports Network, presented by Findlay Toyota. We'll do anything to sell you a car. Over the next hour, hear from your coach about all the latest in UNLV football. To join the show, text BAR. Then your question for Coach Sanchez to 71855. The Tony Sanchez Show is also brought to you by Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. Country Financial. Take charge of owning your future with Country Financial. Call your local rep at 1-866-COUNTRY or visit ownyourfuture.com. And by NV Energy. NV Energy is proud to sponsor the Governor's Series because we're fans too. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Rebels, Russ Langer.
Live from Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road, along with head coach Tony Sanchez and Mike Pritchard. Russ Langer with you from Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. And we welcome you to the show this evening from Born and Raised. And you can't pick a better venue for this show. It's just a great, great place. Pritch, how are you?
I'm great, fellas. How you guys doing?
Good,
good.
It is
awesome. I always look forward to Wednesdays coming down here to Born and Raised. And certainly you're going to get a good meal. You're going to have a great time in here. The atmosphere is always vibrant. So if you can come down and join the show, we encourage you to do so.
Everywhere you look, there's a TV set.
Oh, TV set. Yep, yep. Interior decoration is nice, too, in here. So
very nicely
done. Yeah.
and the adornments have been improved by the arrival of said coach. Tony Sanchez is
always
here.
Always good to be here. Always good to be here. Yep. I mean, the game day is getting closer.
How's week going for you?
It's going good. It's going good. I mean, you know, after that game we had, you know, it was good to get back out to practice, you know, and we go on Sunday night. So, I mean, you know, we had our discussion, you know, had our heart-to-hearts, and then got back out there and got right back to work, and it was very needed, and we're excited now. You know, we got one more day of, you know, really getting after with the shoulder pads on, then you take them off for Friday, and then it's game day. So it's coming fast.
One thing we're going to do, just a little preview. We're going to chat with the coach and, of course, Mike Pritchard, as we customarily do. We'll review the Central Michigan game in more detail. We'll talk about the upcoming game at home against Idaho this Saturday at 6 o'clock at Sam Boyd Stadium. Second half of the show, we got a nice chat with the Rebel center, Will Kreitler. And very, very nice, very engaging young man, Mr. Kreitler.
He is. He's a gem, man. He's a great football player. He's a great guy to be around. I mean, he's beloved by his teammates. He's a great guy.
You have a 10-minute conversation with Will Kreitler, and you understand right away why he was named as one of the captains, voted by his teammates.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So he's going to be our guest in the second half of the show. And before we dive in, we'll remind you that with the new Contour Sports app from Cox, you can watch a game live and track multiple games at once, all right there on your TV. The sports app is part of the new Contour from Cox. Hurry to a Cox Solution store or visit cox.com/contour to learn more. The Rebels started off the season with a home win over Jackson State, 63-13. They had the loss at UCLA where they had the lead. They were doing very well. In fact, they were within a touchdown in going into the fourth quarter. And then lost, but a lot of encouraging things during that loss at UCLA at the Rose Bowl. And then the first half of the game against Central Michigan, only down by a touchdown heading into the third quarter, and the second half, I know, Coach, was a letdown for you and the whole staff.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, and for the players. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, they're putting their heart and souls on the line every single game, and it was. I mean, us, our fans, our players, I mean, we're all in this thing together, and, you know, we were really disappointed the way we played the second half of the game. There's a lot of things that we need to learn from it. You know, I mean, we looked like a youthful team. We looked like a team that, you know, didn't handle the travel real well. You could tell it was the second week in a row on the road of kind of a, you know, long, long travel, especially after driving up to LA and back. And those aren't things that we can allow to affect us. You know, we've got to be better than that. We've got to be stronger than that and to go out and play four quarters. Now, they're a good football team. There's no doubt about it. I mean, they're 3-0. They beat a top 25 team. So hats off to them. I mean, they went out there and they played a good game. So they're going to win a bunch of games this year. We probably faced two of the best quarterbacks we'll see all year. Well, I know we have, actually. So we've got a lot of things we can grow on and learn from it.
You made one of the points during the press conference yesterday about the travel, about long bus ride up and back to UCLA, very long flight. To Michigan and back, and it's got to feel great to come back home now after all that.
It does. You know, I mean, it's being at home, first of all, is great, but then just getting back in your normal routine, you know, not having all that extra travel involved, you know, preparing for the game and getting our guys to the hotel real quick and just getting them relaxed and, you know, eased into it. So it's good. But, you know, but if you're when you're going to be great, you're going to learn to win on the road. That's a big, important ingredient, you know, to really developing a program is, you know, being able to overcome those things.
You know, Coach, when you do go back-to-back that way, certainly it could take a physical toll on you, but I think as coaches, you guys worry about the mental toll on the players and the young class. You mentioned the youth of the team is, like, how do you handle that situation next time?
Yeah, well, you know, it's one of those deals where they'll have experienced it. That's one thing. You know, we talked about it the other day is, you know, on our offense, right, we have four seniors. Now, not starters. I'm talking about on the entire offensive roster. You know, we're extremely young. So when you line up there and, I think one time during the game I looked up and, you know, you had a true freshman tailback, you had a true freshman wideout, a redshirt freshman wideout, and then you had two true freshmen and a redshirt freshman on the offensive line. You're looking around going, there's a lot of pups out there, you know. But they got to grow up quick. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. They're talented guys. So just teaching them how to travel, teaching them how to get rest, you know, teach them how to play in different time zones and just playing good, solid football. You know, we played a quality first half on offense, struggled a little bit on defense, and second half defense actually played extremely well. When you watch the film, you see a lot of great things. Unfortunately, we had a couple of mental mistakes that gave up some big plays, but tackling was much better the entire game. They're known for being a hard-charging run football team. We did a good job of shutting down the run game. Unfortunately, when we forced them to pass, they burned us with it.
Yeah, I wanted to get back into that first half real quick because I think it was interesting. Your starting field position, I mean, as you go on and you play the 60-minute game, and that first quarter when your offense is backed up, repeatedly backed up, is that hard to get your offense into some type of rhythm out there?
Well, you know, it is. You got to get a couple first downs to flip field position, you know, and I thought, you know, early on in the game we had a fourth and one right around midfield, you know, and chose to punt, and it worked out great. We pinned them, we got a three and out, blocked the punt, you know, and then after that it seemed like we were always trying to, you know, have to break off big chunks. You know, and that's part of the give and take of the game. You know, I mean, we punted the ball, played pretty well, and we had that, you know, 7-point lead, and then they took the lead. And then in that second quarter, we had two really good drives back-to-back.
Right.
We had a long touchdown run. Then we come back with a 10-play drive that went down and scored to take the lead 21-14. And then, you know, when they end up tying it up, we get the ball back, and on first and 10, we have another drop ball, one of seven drop balls on the day, and that stalled that drive out right there. We ended up punting on a third and two. When you have that drop ball on first down, it makes a big difference. And that was it. After that, our offense never found itself the rest of the game.
Prior to the game, Coach, you made this one particular point, and it really, I think the importance of it is accented here with the game results, that Central Michigan, because of the 16 seniors, that's a team that knows how to win. The Rebels are learning how to win.
Yeah, you know, and that's part of it, no doubt about it. I mean, they're an older veteran team. They're a team that's experienced success, you know. Yeah, again, you just mentioned they have a lot of older players out there, and they play like a team at home that's well experienced and ready to go. And you know, we played that way for about a half, you know, and then after that, you know, it just got away from us. And again, you know, the defense did well enough at times in the second half to give us a chance. You think about it, they scored two touchdowns in the second half. You know, I mean, obviously one's too many, but you know, the defense hung in there enough. We just couldn't get anything going on offense. We had a lot of errant passes, accuracy was really off, and then we had a lot of drop balls. You know, so. Those are things that, you know, they're mental things. You know, they're things that happen with mental fatigue and being tired, and you saw it. I mean, we looked a little lethargic out there.
We're going to take our first break. This is the Tony Sanchez Radio Show live from Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. And I can see right now that our engineer, Sean, got a plate full of sliders, that sliders have absolutely no chance. I'm going to take Sean, give the sliders in 43 points, Sean is going to cover. tell you right now, no question. And that's the way it is at Born and Raised. Fabulous food, great atmosphere. Come out and join us. We've got another 50 minutes to go. We'll take our first break. Come on back with a lot more with the coach and Mike Pritchard. Yours truly, Russ Langer, here at Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. This is the Rebel IMG Sports Network.
When I say I'll do anything to sell you a car, I really mean it. Want a low monthly lease? Let's take a look. Maybe you'd rather have no money down. We have programs available. How about 0% interest for the term of your loan? We'll work hard to get it done. We're the largest Toyota dealer in Nevada. We have a very large selection and very low prices. Come in today. I'm John Barron. Like I said before, I'll do anything to sell you a car.
We'll do anything to sell you a car.
Thank you for calling Born and Raised.
Hi, are you going to be showing the Rebel game today?
Of course. We're the official home of the Rebels on the road.
Great. What are your specials?
Enjoy $3 Coors Lights, $4 Blue Moons, $18 Coors Light Towers, and a Best of Las Vegas award-winning menu. Between our 160-inch projection screen and TVs throughout the bar and patio, you won't miss a play from any seat at Born and Raised. Just don't forget to wear your Rebel red.
And you're on Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango, right?
Yep, and a second location now open in Henderson on St. Rose and Eastern.
There's a company out there dedicated to renewable energy for Nevada. A company utilizing 40 solar, wind, geothermal, and other projects across the state. Adding jobs and providing enough clean energy to power 750,000 homes at once. So just who is this company providing so much renewable energy for Nevada? Well, you might be surprised. It's NV Energy.
Emerald Island Casino, the jewel of Henderson, Nevada's only all-penny casino. The locals' number one choice since 2003. Like a typical island, it seems far away, but it's paradise. Emerald Island Casino, where you can win while winning with their everyday real cash bonuses. Your rewards points can be used locally for everything from pizza to car washes. And the Emerald Island Grill is open 24/7 whenever you're hungry. Emerald Island Casino, 120 Market Street in the heart of downtown Henderson.
Rebel fans, send your questions to Coach Sanchez via text. Text BAR, then your question to 71855. Now, back to Born and Raised and your host, Russ Langer.
Welcome back to Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. Finley Toyota knows what it takes to win. In fact, Finley Toyota has won every Toyota award. Come in and see the difference. Finley Toyota is the largest Toyota dealer in Nevada and a member of Toyota's President's Cabinet for the third straight year. Born and raised right here, the official home of the Rebels on the road. When Rebel football is on the road, Born and Raised is the place, the best place by far to watch. Enjoy their award-winning menu and drink specials. Now with two locations, Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango, which is where we are right now, and St. Rose and Eastern. Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. No question. Rebels are dropping that decision at Central Michigan last Saturday, 44-21. Numbers to bring to the table here, Coach, is the, one of the ones that sort of came as a surprise, the penalties, which uncharacteristically, the Rebels flagged nine times for a total of 94 yards.
Yeah, those are discipline issues, and we have to do a better job of it. They're pretty spread out, too. I mean, we're pretty even offensively, defensively. We had one on special teams, and you just got to be sharper. Again, it's one of those things we got to talk about, but it's not necessarily indicative. I think the team that leads the league in penalties right now is San Diego State, and they're doing pretty good. So it's one of those deals where, what occurs, what causes it, they had a pass interference on J.O. Miles, and he's in pretty good position, and you wonder, is it or not, back and forth. So I really look critically at those things before I really jump down the guys' throats on the penalties. You got to really look back and say, what was it, and what do they do? Things like false starting, we cannot do that stuff. Once in a while, you're going to get a hold, a debatable hold here and there. I think we had one on an option, going in towards the goal line, and it's kind of 50-50. He has his hands inside, and he does release, and so those are things that you can kind of live with, but we do want to limit them.
All right, now speaking of penalties, the targeting call on Kenny Keyes back in the UCLA game, he's able to come back in the second half of this game and try to provide a spark there.
Yeah, it made a big difference getting him back. Obviously he's one of our seniors, and he's one of the better players we have on the roster. So not having him in the first half, it showed some of those big plays and some of those miscommunication errors in the back end. Showed a little bit, but the next man up. The next guy's got to come in and be just as mentally focused. And when you watch some of those things, I think we had a second half. We had a third and two. And they did do play action pass. We got a little wide delay, and, you know, we got a guy with the eyes in the backfield. It's not where it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be on your key, you know. In the first half, we had the same thing. They clustered a formation. They ran a vertical stretch out of that, and, you know, we completely uncovered number two down the seam. You know, things like that, just miscommunication. The corner and the safety were on different pages. And so we have to do a much better job at that. So we spent a lot of time this week talking about that, lining up on the cans, going through our communication, making sure we're getting our checks. And, you know, those are things that can't occur.
Yeah, Coach, I mean, you're listening to you right now. I mean, you're three games in, and disappointed about the loss, certainly, but you're not disappointed about effort or physicality or guys playing the game. It's just the mental portion, whether you're focused for 60 minutes or just how you prepare mentally for a football game.
No doubt. You know, and, you know, when you're playing, like the last 2 weeks, when you're playing a team that's a top 25 team, like you say, when you're playing a team like Central Michigan that, you know, they're arguably a top 25 team, you can't afford mistakes. I mean, you've got to play darn near a perfect game to win those games. I mean, those are teams that are used to, again, winning and winning at a high level. They've got, you know, elite players. So you make a mistake, they're going to kill you with it, you know. So that's our guys maturing and understanding that every snap matters. Every detail of every single snap, every little bit of communication, alignment, assignment, technique, playing with fanatical effort, you know, just doing all those things at a high level, that they are very critical to your success.
Now, you mentioned talking to them, and certainly you show them, and practice is key. But how does a young player lock in on the fact, okay, mentally, I got to be just as ready as I am physically?
Well, you know, it's one of those deals, too. So we get the 20-hour rule, right? So you have 20 hours you're allowed to work with your guys, and that's strength and conditioning, that's our practicing, that's our meetings. And you know what? Quite honestly, it's a lot on their plate, but it's not quite enough. I mean, you know, it is what it is. And the reason I bring that up is great teams and great players do always do a little extra. So I talked to them a little bit about this week. It's like, yeah, mandatory, but, like, how many of you literally, when you're done with your homework at night, and you're, you know, we practice in the mornings, and you're sitting down, pull up practice and just watch it for 20 minutes with a notepad. Take notes. What are you doing right? What are you doing wrong? So that you come in the next morning when we watch film, you've already watched it. You've already done your own evaluation. You've been self-critical on yourself, so you're ready for the coaching, and you're ready to ask intelligent questions about how you can get better. So every single day you got to do those things. And I'll tell you what, without prompting it, the offense and defense, they had their own player-only meetings this week, which was good to see them kind of step up a little bit. We've got a lot more guys in the building watching film on their own, meeting as groups. And I know that the linebackers got together tonight and ordered a bunch of chicken wings, and they're sitting in there just them with no coaches, and they're watching film right now. So I mean, those are the things you got to do. You have to be willing to do something extraordinary if you want to, you know, have that ultimate success. And you know, that's part of our guys understanding what championship football is all about.
Yeah, so the players are basically
owning it.
Not running away and making excuses for what happened.
Yeah. You know, it was funny. I saw me RJ today, a terrible headline. So like, they blame communication. We don't blame anything.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? We own everything.
Uh-huh.
You know, we don't blame anything on that game. We went out and played. You know, we poorly prepared our guys. Our guys poorly executed. We did not play with a lot of energy. We need to own all that as an organization. We got to get better at it, and that's what we're doing this week.
Specifically speaking, you'd mentioned, just want to touch on this again, about the passing game, and you counted seven drops. I think, you know, not to pick on him because he's done such a great job in his whole career, but Devontae Boyd, maybe three of them. And so you were discussing earlier about somebody made the comment, well, how do you get Devontae Boyd the ball more? Well, he's just got to hang on.
Yeah, you know, and he will. I mean, he's a great player, and he's done a lot for the Rebels over a long period of time, and he'll continue to do so. We have not lost one bit of faith in him. He had an off day. You know, he was kind of hobbled up a little bit. I mean, you probably saw him, you know, limping a little bit. You know, that kind of takes into effect. But he's okay. You know what? We're going to keep throwing the ball right to him, and he's going to keep making us look good.
Physically speaking, how's Kurt Palahniuk coming along?
He's doing much better. I mean, he's, you know, I won't say he's 100%, but he's well over 80% now. He's, you know, he's doing a good job in practice with, you know, throwing the ball. We're not letting him throw the ball 100 times a practice. So just get that arm strength back up. So he's good to go, though. I mean, he's a solid two. And, you know, if anything happens or if we want to change it up a little bit, again, that's not the plan. But if we need to, you know, Kurt will go in and do just fine.
So he is the two now?
He is the two, yes.
Very good. We're going to take another break. Come back with a lot more at Head Coach Tony Sanchez, Mike Pritchard, and yours truly, Russ Langer, live from Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. Rebels preparing for this week's game. It's a 6 o'clock game at Sam Boyd Stadium against the Idaho Vandals. We'll get into more of that later on. A nice chat in the second half with one of the team captains and a center, senior center Will Kreitler from Arizona, and he's going to join us in the second half. We'll have that conversation coming up. This is the Rebel IMG Sports Network.
When you're driving, do you ever wonder what's just beyond the horizon? A secluded beach? A great hiking spot? A mom-and-pop diner you've never been to before? AAA Insurance gives you the freedom to chase the horizon knowing AAA has your back. Get an insurance quote today, and AAA will give you a free road trip day pack for all your adventures. Visit a AAA branch, call 1-800-JOIN-AAA, or go to AAA.com/roadtrip to get a quote. Offer good through September 30th. One day pack per household while supplies last. Certain restrictions apply.
At Country Financial, we want to know, what does owning your future sound like? Because whether that future involves mastering your mom's famous sugar cookies, finishing your first 5K.
Way to go, Mom!
Or sailing around the Caribbean. Those sounds are unique to you. It's why at Country Financial, we listen. So we're ready to help you make a plan with insurance and financial solutions that help you own your future, no matter whether it sounds like touring through Tuscany, taking vacation selfies with the kids, or enjoying the first summer in your first house. To explore what your future sounds like, visit ownyourfuture.com and find a local Country Financial representative today.
You couldn't miss that wedding, birthday party, or whatever event you felt obligated to attend. So you missed the game. And more importantly, the game program. Not to worry. IMGproducts.net has got you covered with official programs and yearbooks from many of the nation's top schools, plus conference and NCAA championships. Visit our new IMGproducts.net website to browse the hundreds of publications available. IMGproducts.net. We've got you covered.
Live from Born and Raised, it's the Tony Sanchez Show on the Rebel IMG Sports Network. Alongside the coach, here's the voice of the Rebels, Russ Langer.
Friends, Les Olson Company, longtime sponsor of the Rebels, makes copiers and printers the MVP of your office. Les Olson Company, your business empowered. And a reminder, friends, that Rebel fans, college hockey is alive and well in Las Vegas as your UNLV men's ice hockey team will battle Arizona State at T-Mobile Arena on Sunday, October the 9th at 12 noon. All tickets can be purchased at www.rebelhockey.com. Back with head coach Tony Sanchez and Mike Pritchard and yours truly, Russ Langer. We'll speak with Will Kreitler in the second half. And discussing, we're going to get into more of the specifics of the importance of leadership when we talk to Will Kreitler, because he's all about that as a team captain and a senior. But you know, obviously, Coach, when you were a receiver at Laney and at NMSU, somebody, I'm sure, along the way recognized the potential in you to be a coach at some point. When you, in your day-to-day activities with the players, are you able to just instinctively sort of recognize who might be a candidate for something like that down the road?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, I remember Coach Ferguson's first one ever called me, and, you know, sitting home and, you know, in the summertime, and he said, hey, what are you doing? You know, you ought to come back and, you know, be an undergraduate assistant and help us out. And, you know, and he just started this whole career, you know. And, and you know, guys like, well, guys that really are into attention to detail, guys, and it's not even just that, guys who love the game. They don't just play the game. They truly love the game. They love the details, all the things you need to do in the preparation, and they're eager to learn and asking great questions and always in there watching film. And then obviously the ability to communicate, that's a huge thing, because you might be a smart son of a gun, but if you can't communicate well to other people and get other people kind of buying into you, it's tough. So you see that with certain players. They just have the ability to touch and to communicate and to reach out to people and to motivate them, and those are the kind of guys that end up being good coaches.
Pritch, did you find when you were a player that sometimes a teammate could have as much, if not a greater, effect on you and your motivation, your abilities as a coach, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, there's several situations, but there's a well-known running backs coach right now for the Kansas City Chiefs, Eric Bieniemy. And so when I had to move back to running back from wide receiver against Tennessee, he was the best coach on the field for me, even though he was not available. He was actually suspended for the game. But I couldn't have had a better coach. Even though my coach was coaching me. It's unique, like you mentioned, coaches.
Absolutely.
That communication, that motivation, the ability to provide me with enough confidence to believe that I can do more. Because I was shaky. I mean, you have situations where you might make a mistake, but then all of a sudden you have a teammate, a key teammate, picking you up.
No doubt. I mean, that's one of the big evolutions, too, of what we're trying to get to go on here is push more of that onto the players. I mean, when a player walks in late to a meeting, the player should handle it.
Yeah.
When a player doesn't finish in practice, the players, they're the ones who should say, hey, that's not what we do around. I mean, they need to do it by example, and then they need to hold everybody accountable, because if it's always the coach doing it, eventually, that's just not enough. I mean, the player, and then there's certain guys that just have that. They've got the respect of the team. They've got that hard work ethic. They're great communicators, and they can just demand things from the entire group that'll elevate everybody.
And when it comes to leadership, everybody has their own style. Will Kreitler told me yesterday that David Green has a tendency. David Green more vocal,
yeah,
to get in somebody's face. And whereas Will is more of a lead-by-example type guy.
100%. Yeah, he is a lead-by-example guy. David's a fiery guy. Sometimes we'll say, whoa, you know. We had the running backs were teasing him today because I guess he was talking to one of the girl soccer players and was telling her, you know, trying to motivate her and, you know, her team and, like, giving her pointers. And they're like, okay, calm down. You're taking this captain thing way too far, you know. But that's David. He's very eager.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah.
Very eager.
Well, when we interview David, we'll make sure it's we have the editing switches ready. That's all.
This with Will will be great. He's just such a good guy. And he's a guy. He walks to his own beat. You know, he's kind of a goon. You know, he's from Arizona. He's got the nice hair parted over to the side. Always got flip flops. But I'll tell you what, he can walk into any environment, any group. It wouldn't make a difference, and the whole room would fall in love with him just because he's true to himself. And I think people, you know, they like that. They, you know, they love people that are just, they're real dudes.
Very engaging, makes you feel comfortable. Just one of those instant rapport type things.
No doubt about it. No doubt. Kind of has a great family.
Right. Now, just to finish up on the Central Michigan game, and we're going to shift gears, and we'll talk about the upcoming game, and we'll have our chat with Mr. Kreitler. You mentioned, Coach, about the struggles the offense had, especially the second half when they were seemingly going backwards a lot. The biggest highlight was that amazing burst by Lexington Thomas. But as you pointed out on the post game, Coach, the Rebels need to work on certain things because aside from that one big run, it was a real struggle for them.
Yeah, you know, I mean, again, it goes into those two series. So he has the real big run, and then we get the ball back after a three and out, and then we have a 10-play drive where we march right down and score. So we put some good football together for two series in a row. It's just consistency. And I'll tell you what, when you're misfiring in the passing game and you're dropping balls, I mean, those two things can sum up the whole game. And we can leave it right at that point because, let me tell you, 7 drop balls, I mean, that's literally 4 or 5 lost possessions,
right.
A couple errant balls, that's another 4 or 5. I mean, that's the game right there. So when you're inconsistent throwing it and they load the box, they're going to stop the running game. You're not doing anything to really threaten them in the passing game, so you become one-dimensional, right? And that can't happen. You have to have a balance. You have to be able to do the little thing, you know, the easy things well. I mean, we missed some really easy balls, whether they were drops or errant throws that we have to execute. We do those things, you're talking about an entirely different ball game.
And then what you mentioned on the defensive side of the ball, with communication. So is that guys not on the same page, miscommunication, or guys kind of didn't get the call right, or, you know, comprehend the call a certain way?
It's the execution of the call.
Okay, execution, okay.
Yeah, so, like, again, so for example, you know, on that 3rd and 2, you know, you're up there, and you've got a fullback that hits the flats, right?
Right.
And you've got a tight end that runs a delay. Well, you can't be – can't have your eyes in the backfield,
okay.
You know, and safety does, and guy runs right by him. We have another situation where same type of deal where we had a guy go vertical and guy runs into the flats. Corner jumps the flats, he's got the vertical, you know. And that's, again, you know, we don't want to say any names, but it's, you know, individuals got to own that stuff. It's like, you know, hey, we've worked it all week. You've got to have eye progression. And that's one of the biggest things people don't get, you know, in football, and we talk about it all the time, is playing with your eyes, and your eyes have to go through a progression, you know. First key to second key to third key, it'll take you to the ball, it'll take you to your assignment, right? So when your eyes are on the wrong place, a lot of bad things happen.
And all that you mentioned, though, is fixable. I mean, certainly
absolutely
fixable,
it's fixable, and you know what? And it's one of those deals, too, where, hey, you know, at the end of the day, this is bottom line for me and for everybody else, too. So there's some guys that lost their jobs, too, because of it. So we're going to come out this week, and it's a competitive environment. It's like, hey, you know what? You're going to make those mistakes repetitively. Well, then somebody else is going to get an opportunity.
All right, we have another break coming up, so we're going to chat a lot more second half of the show. We'll chat with Coach Sanchez about the upcoming game against the Idaho Vandals at Sam Boyd this Saturday at 6 o'clock. And we'll have our chat also a little bit later on in a few minutes with Rebel Center Will Kreitler. This is the Tony Sanchez Radio Show, live from Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road, and this is the Rebel IMG Sports Network.
John Barr here from Findlay Toyota. Oh, come on. Don't pretend like you don't know who we are. Findlay Toyota. We're only the largest Toyota dealer in Nevada. Largest in new and used vehicles. Largest in Scion sales and the largest slice on the pie graph representing customer satisfaction. What I'm getting at is that people like us. A lot. You will too.
At Findlay Toyota, we'll do anything to sell you a car.
In the Denver 6-8 region. Source Toyota Motor Corporation.
Farhan Naqvi with Naqvi Injury Law. At Naqvi Injury Law, we pride ourselves on taking the best care of our clients. And we'll make the process super easy. We'll get you to the best doctors, help you with your rental car and property damage claims, and I put my personal cell phone number on my business card. That's our reputation. What's the reputation of the lawyer you're thinking of hiring?
If you've been hurt, Naqvi is the word. Call 702-INJURED.
What's your reason for choosing the Wellish Vision Institute for LASIK?
My reason? I wanted freedom to spend the summer outdoors without the hassles of glasses, but thought my prescription was too bad for LASIK. After visiting with Dr. Wellish, I found out he had state-of-the-art technology for my unique eyes.
My reason? I felt comfortable and confident in my decision when I found out that Dr. Wellish is the number one choice for LASIK by local eye doctors.
Start this summer with the vision you deserve. For a limited time, receive $1,000 off all Laser LASIK and get 0% financing for 24 months. Don't forget to ask about our exclusive Wellish Vision Lifetime Assurance Plan. Stop waiting and start seeing. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today by calling 702-733-2020. That's 702-733-2020. Or visit wellishvision.com. Come see the Wellish difference. Las Vegas Eye Doctor's number one choice for LASIK. Some restrictions apply. Financing with approved credit.
Now back to Born and Raised and your host, Russ Langer.
Looking for a new car, truck, or SUV? Come by Findlay Chevrolet, located in the southwest of the 215 and South Rainbow. They're Nevada's number one volume Chevrolet dealer. We have the largest selection of new and pre-owned Chevrolets in the state. Come by today and see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. Findlay Chevrolet, 215 and South Rainbow, or visit at FindlayChevy.com. Find new roads. Back with head coach Tony Sanchez and Mike Pritchard, and Rebels will try to win two of their first four games of the year for only the second time in the last 7 years when they host Idaho. Idaho's 1-2 now. This Saturday, special friends and family night kickoff time of 6 p.m. Tickets start at only $9 plus fees when you buy in advance of game day. Rebels will be taking part in the College Football Playoff Foundation initiative Extra Yard for Teachers by honoring a group of local educators during the game. And, of course, after back-to-back road games, we touched on this during the first half of the show, Rebels return to host consecutive home dates for only the only time this year. Now, both of these teams are coming off road losses. Rebels, of course, losing at Central Michigan. And Idaho lost at Washington State 56-6. And as we mentioned, sophomore Lexington Thomas, 113 yards and a score on Saturday to give him his fifth career 100-yard day despite only making three total starts. And he's already tied for 16th with Larry Kroom from the early 2000s on the school's all-time list. And Lex ranks third in the conference and 28th in the nation with 97.7 yards per carry. Before we get into the meat and potatoes of Idaho, Coach, address, if you would, the running game and how things are stacking up right now.
Well, we've done pretty well, you know, in the running game, you know, throughout the course of the year. Obviously, you know, when we had the one big run, we want to be a little bit more consistent. You know, we ran, you know, again, the first two games we ran the ball pretty well. We did a lot of really good things early in those games and, you know, give us a chance to win. And, you know, that's kind of who we are. Struggled with it a little bit. A lot of it had to do with the passing game a little bit. But we had a tough time running stretch, and you saw a lot of tackles for a loss on things like that, and that's been a really good play for us. So Lexington's a dynamic player. Charles Williams is really coming along. You know, David Green, you know, he had a really good game against UCLA and also in the first game. You know, Xavier Campbell's still sitting there too, where, you know, he had, you know, at some point he's going to start getting more touches and do a good job. So we really like where the running game's at, and that O-line's really growing up right in front of us. I mean, they did some good things. I mean, there's things they could have done better last Saturday, but when I look at the whole body of work for as young as that group is, they're really doing a good job.
As you look at film and assess Idaho. What are some of your initial thoughts?
You know, they're going to be different. You know, 2 weeks in a row we've played a pro-style offense with an older veteran offensive line, kind of a ground-and-pound play-action pass type team. Both have had kind of elite pro-style quarterbacks. This is a little different style-wise. They're going to be an 11 personnel. They're going to be in the gun. They're going to be more read zone, throwing the ball around the yard. Defensively, they're going to be an even front. You know, they're going to base out of a 4-3. Do a couple different things in coverages, but so it'll, schematically it'll be much different, especially from what we've seen defensively the last 2 weeks.
Who are some of the guys to look for on that team?
You know, I mean, there's a host of them. You know, their quarterback's done a really good job. You know, they've had two tough weeks in a row.
Yeah.
They've played two
yeah.
really good teams. The one thing you notice about them is they're just extremely scrappy. I mean, they play hard. Regardless of the score, they're always playing hard. So you know that they're talking about bounce back game. You know, I mean, they're talking about it right now. Let's go out. We've got to go to Vegas. Let's get this one, get our team back on track. So we got to make sure that we're not too confident going into this game, that we go, you know, play really sharp and play with a lot of energy. And I told our guys today, number one, you know, darn it, let's have some fun with this. This is an exciting time. Let's get going. Get the crowd engaged immediately. We're at home. You know, we need those guys engaged. And we need to immediately play with a ferocity and a violence that is just evident when you watch the game. And we need to really start the game off that way and just be a more physical football team and dominate special teams. I mean, that's huge. I mean, we've got to do a good job there. At times we've done well. I don't think we've put a whole game together yet on special teams. But that's really important this week.
Yeah, taking care of yourselves, playing to a certain standard. I mean, yeah, Idaho's going to be out here at Sam Boyce Stadium, but we have a certain standard as Rebels, and we want to make sure we have that on display Saturday night.
You got it. You hit the nail on the head. It is. It's a standard. Every single day you got to raise that level of standard, and you got to work to it. And, you know, and that's what we need to do. We do that, you know, we'll be fine. I mean, again, there's not going to be any, you know, easy sledding on Saturday, but, you know, we go in, we dial ourselves in, take care of business. You know, we'll be okay. Get ourselves back on track and, I mean, get back to 500 after, you know, after four games. I mean, there's a lot of football to be played left and get your momentum going. You got the homecoming game coming up after that, you know, first conference game. So you want to get yourselves feeling good about that as you get ready to go in the conference.
Yeah, as you look back on the previous three games, Coach, I mean, you're learning something about this year's squad already. I'm sure you have, and your staff has done that as well. And it's what do you need to see start emerging from all three phases of the game?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because in the first game you go out and you do the things you're supposed to do and you do it at a high level, right, in the game you're supposed to win, right? And then you go out and you play in a game that you're not even supposed to be close in, and you play your you play your guts out and play a great football game for over three quarters,
right?
So that really showed what we're capable of doing in that game. You know, and again, you walk away with a loss, but, you know, heck, you know, I don't think anybody thought we could even compete it, you know. And then you get in that game, it's like, wow, all right, we got a good football team. And then you go out and, again, you play a decent half, and then the second half, you know, kind of falls apart. And, you know, part of that's learning to play on the road, 2 weeks in a row with a young team. So there's a lot of lessons that have been learned over the last 12 quarters of football. They're going to benefit us throughout the entire course of the season. So we're going to continue to get better and, you know, take these lessons and learn from them and grow as a team.
Considering the road games, Coach, and considering some of the opponents, you know, the standard thing that's said a lot of times is a freshman's not a freshman by the end of the year. Maybe in this case, some of the freshmen are not freshmen by midseason.
We're hoping so by Saturday. We need him to grow up fast.
All right, we'll take a couple of quick notes here. Idaho starting quarterback Matt Linehan's dad, Scott, former St. Louis Rams head coach and current Dallas Cowboys offensive coordinator, who served as a UNLV quarterback coach in 1991, and also FYI Vandal defensive lineman Zach Cable's dad, Tom Cable, former Oakland Raider head coach and current Seattle Seahawks assistant, who was the Rebels' offensive line coach in 1991.
You got one more guy there, too, I forgot to mention, Chris Sinkovich.
Sinkovich.
Long-time Las Vegas high school football head coach and did a great job and was with the Rebels for a number of years. He's a wonderful guy. I've known him for a long time, so he's the offensive coordinator over there.
Okay. Were you coaching here when he was at Vegas High School?
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
I was. No. Well, he was at UNLV when I was at Gorman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the notes on Mr. Sinkovich here, head coach for Las Vegas High School for 9 years, then joined UNLV overseeing the Rebel wide receivers from 04 through 09. So that's a name that's familiar to a lot of Rebel fans, no doubt.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, after this break, we're going to come back with our chat with Will Kreitler. And if you've never had a chance to see Will Kreitler or talk to him at all, this is an interesting chat with a very, very engaging young man. And as you pointed out at one point, Coach, arguably one of the very best players on this team.
No doubt about it, and he still is.
All right, so we'll take our next break on the Tony Sanchez Radio Show. And we'll return after the break with a chat with Rebel center and one of the team captains, Will Kreitler. It's coming back after this on the Rebel IMG Sports Network.
Rebel fans, I'm Rebel football head coach Tony Sanchez, and I want to invite you to Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road.
With our 160-inch high-def projection screen, TVs on our dog-friendly patio, great Coors Light specials, and an award-winning menu for all Rebel games, why would you go anywhere but Born and Raised?
Located on Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango, and now open in Henderson on St. Rose and Eastern.
Ask now about reserving the bungalow for your next private party or game.
Go Rebs.
Some dealers talk about it, some dream about it. Most thought it impossible, but one just did it in every single month for all of 2015. First in new car sales, first in certified pre-owned. Out of 71 dealers in the Denver six-state region, Findlay Toyota finished first in every single category in sales and first in service. That's a perfect season. And the first time it's ever been done. Come see why. Findlay Toyota will do anything to sell you a car.
Emerald Island Casino, the jewel of Henderson, Nevada's only all-penny casino. The locals' number one choice since 2003. Like a typical island, it seems far away, but it's paradise. Emerald Island Casino, where you can win while winning with their everyday real cash bonuses. Your rewards points can be used locally for everything from pizza to car washes. And the Emerald Island Grill is open 24/7 whenever you're hungry. Emerald Island Casino, 120 Market Street in the heart of downtown Henderson.
For up-to-date breaking news on your UNLV Rebels, there's no better source than UNLVRebels.com, the official website of UNLV Athletics. UNLVRebels.com provides detailed content and results on all your favorite Rebel teams, with innovative photos, live game and coaches show broadcasts, and in-depth interviews about your Rebels. UNLVRebels.com is your complete online source for sports news when you just have to know. Go to the source. Go to UNLVRebels.com.
The Tony Sanchez Show continues on the Rebel IMG Sports Network. Now back to Born and Raised and the voice of the Rebels, Russ Langer.
I'm visiting with Will Kreitler, a center on the UNLV Rebel team and a senior also. Will, discuss first of all what it meant to you when you found out that your teammates had voted you team captain.
It's the biggest honor you can receive. I mean, it means more to me than any postseason accolade that I could receive, because it just shows how much they respect you and they believe in you, and it's just kind of a testament to all the hard work I've put in over the past 2 years, and to gain their trust is just huge.
And discuss, if you would, address the leadership responsibilities that come along with that.
Yeah, definitely. That's that's part of the role. You just got to lead the guys. I mean, if the guys are down, you got to get their confidence back up. And then when their confidence is too high, I wouldn't say bring them down, but bring them back to reality and, you know, keep them in check. Tell them they got to be working on all the little things. That's the biggest thing, is the little things. And so some of our guys just need remembering on that. And so that's kind of me and David Green, we're always bringing those guys. He's more of the vocal one. He'll give the speeches. And then I like to just lead by showing my hard work, and everybody can kind of just look up to me through that.
It's been said before, and it works, I know, in other sports too, that sometimes players will listen to other players before sometimes they'll listen to coaches.
Yeah, that's something we always talk about, actually, is that our coaches always talk about that, like, at some point it just becomes noise to the other players when a coach is talking and yelling all the time, and then sometimes it just takes, you know, me or David to come step in and tell them, hey, look, you need to fix this. And yeah, I definitely believe in that, because we're at the same level as they are. I mean, we're friends and they know that, and when I come and talk to them, they're like, well, if Will thinks so, then it must be true.
Beyond that, and just to expand on this just a little bit more, on the Rebel offense this year, you and David are two of only four seniors in the entire squad.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I don't know if I've ever been a part of a team that's this young, so they definitely need our leadership. I mean, we have freshmen all over the place and then a lot of red shirts as well. So it's huge to have our leadership, and we really need to play a big role in that and getting those guys going, because this is all new to them. Division I football is just a way different beast than playing high school football, so we definitely have to get on them a lot and get them ready for our games.
visiting with Will Kreitler. He's the center for the Rebels and a senior and one of the team captains. Also, Will, I talked to Mike Hughes about this. Of course, he's on the other side of the line, but discussing what it's like in the trenches. It's been described a variety of different ways, from something you can't describe to maybe being involved in a three-car accident.
Yeah, no, definitely. Mike's a good guy to talk to about that. I love Mike. Get to go against him all the time in practice. But, yeah, it's nasty in there. It's not always the most fun job unless you're crazy like we are. We love that stuff. But, yeah, it's a lot like being in a car crash every single play. But eventually you just learn to love it. You love the fight and everything. And then you might get tangled up with a guy, you know, in a few plays, and you guys start to get mad at each other. But then once you get off the field, you guys are best friends again.
How much trash talking goes on the line?
yeah, there's points where we definitely get at each other and we start, you know, barking at each other. And then there's other times where we're just so tired we don't even have breath to talk to each other. But, yeah, there's a little bit going on always.
Looking forward to the Idaho game. When you look at film, what do you see there?
This is a team that they've lost a lot of games in the past few seasons, but a team that I noticed they never give up. These guys are always flying around to the ball. They're fighting all the way till the end. I really respect that. So I think it's a game that is very winnable, but we have to play four quarters of football.
Will, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, definitely. It's great having me.
Will Kreitler, the Rebel Center, our guest on this edition, and we'll come right back with a whole lot more. This is the Rebel IMG Sports Network.
At Brio, we know how important eating well and living well is to our guests. That's why Brio is excited to offer our lighter side of Tuscany menu with all items 550 calories or less. Not only are these creations light and flavorful, but they are true to the experience you've come to know as distinctly, deliciously Brio. So join us at Tivoli Village or Town Square for lunch or dinner and experience the lighter side of Tuscany today.
There's a company out there dedicated to renewable energy for Nevada. A company utilizing 40 solar, wind, geothermal, and other projects across the state, adding jobs and providing enough clean energy to power 750,000 homes at once. So just who is this company providing so much renewable energy for Nevada? Well, you might be surprised. It's NV Energy.
This is Mike Maniscalco, host of College Sports Now on TuneIn. Every Monday through Friday from 10 until noon Eastern, it's the college football show for college football fans. We'll keep you in the know all season long, coast to coast, with great guests from the coaches who design the plays to the players that make them. And our insiders break down everything from practices all the way up to the title game. From our insiders to your input, we've got you covered. College Sports Now, Monday through Friday, 10 until noon Eastern on TuneIn.
Hi, Russ Langer here. As the voice of your UNLV Rebels, I see the fans' passion for our hometown team come to life each Saturday in the fall. UPS shares this same passion for helping businesses turn a challenge into a solution, because they're not just in the shipping business, they're in the problem-solving business. Visit ups.com/solvers to see how UPS can help your team find the winning formula. UPS, official logistics company of UNLV Athletics.
Live from Born and Raised, it's the Tony Sanchez Show on the Rebel IMG Sports Network. Alongside the coach, here's the voice of the Rebels, Russ Langer.
And, of course, Mike Pritchard. Thank you very much, Las Vegas, for making your city one of the select cities across America that has hosted a college football bowl game every season for the past 25 years. As the Las Vegas Bowl celebrates this quarter-century milestone, we invite you to be a part of this regularly sold-out event. The date this year, mark your calendar, Saturday, December 17th, when teams from the Pac-12 and Mountain West face off at Sam Boyd Stadium. Tickets are on sale now at lvbowl.com. 25 years of college football, Vegas style. It's the Las Vegas Bowl, and we're live from Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road, and we've talked about this great environment, but no point in not repeating it, because anyone who's a sports fan in Vegas needs to check it out. The two locations, this one on Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango, and St. Rose and Eastern as well. And we're here with head coach Tony Sanchez, who is decimating
an artichoke.
The artichoke. Okay, he's got second down, five to go now. He's got half that thing sliced off here.
That's pretty darn good. You know, you always try different things on the menu, and they all come out darn good. So that was great.
Yeah, I had the corn on the cob, which is grilled here, a little Parmesan dusting.
There you go.
Primo. And then if you like spicy stuff, the gumbo.
It is good. I've had the gumbo here before. It's really good.
The gumbo out in the it's like Lexington Thomas out in the open. It'll get you going.
There you go.
That's right. Britt, you're kind of ducking away from the cuisine.
I'm
this
not
time.
Ducking it now. I'm just taking it easy tonight. I had a lot on my plate today.
Literally.
Literally. So, no, I mean, it's always a treat to come here, really. I mean, the food is outstanding. The atmosphere is great, too. So, I mean, we're lucky to be here, to be honest with you.
It's a great hometown bar.
Absolutely.
No question. And so we'll continue our conversation with the coach. Coach, you mentioned a little bit about special teams in this game against Central Michigan. Certainly, it started off terrifically well. The block punt and the touchdown right away. Charles Williams covering it in the end zone. What are some of the things specifically on special teams you're looking for here?
Well, you know, I mean, we've been pretty good in the return game. We made some poor decisions. Again, it goes back to, you know, youthfulness a little bit. You know, we took some balls out of the end zone we should have knelt on last week. We had one ball that we let land right in front of us, and when we did pick it up, we ran sideways rather than north and south. And, you know, so we got pinned behind there. So, I mean, those are two situations where you just, again, you got to make quality decisions. I mean, starting at the 20-yard line, first and 10, that's a good deal. You know, I mean, obviously you want to get a couple more yards, but teaching those guys to take an E and when to do those things. And then we blocked a punt, but then we gave up a block punt. That was so disheartening to see that. We had a situation where a guy came off the edge, and we needed to narrow our split, and we didn't cut our split down, and it cost us a block. So those are the kind of things that can't happen. So, I mean, we did some good things, but we did some really poor things too. So, again, we've been fairly solid up until that point, but anytime you get a punt block, that's a big, big no-no, you know. And the frustrating thing, too, is when you do block a punt, you have a 90% chance of winning the football game.
Yeah.
You know, so you block a punt, it ends up being a touchdown, and then you end up giving one out, and you give that opportunity right back. That's, you know, those things can't happen.
That's a bonus possession, really. I mean,
absolutely.
A bonus opportunity. And coaches always talk about playing fast. Coaches want you to play fast, and I'm just curious, any confidence issues going on with guys, or
no,
do you sense that at all? Or
you know, not really. I mean, I don't think it's a confidence issue. I mean, it's one of those deals when you know 100% what you're doing, you're 100% confident in your assignment, you play fast. When you see guys start to play slow, I mean, there's a lot of thinking going on, you know. Paralysis due to analysis, you know, the old saying. So it's one of those guys, you know, just, again, you know, with a young group, you got to really make sure that they know what they're doing. And then if you have to limit stuff, limit it, you know. Like we talked about that on Sunday night. Hey, are we doing too much? If we're doing too much, let's cut back on it a little bit and give these guys a chance to play faster.
You mentioned the seven drops, Coach, and just want to touch on that in terms of this particular angle. Johnny Stanton, you know, played so well for the most part those first two games. And then does this do anything at all to his mindset going into this next game?
Well, it can't. I mean, it's one of those deals where, you know, the most important thing a player has is a short memory. You know, I mean, I don't care if you have the game of your life, you better forget about it and move on. If you had a bad game, you better forget about it and move on. That's what elite athletes do, you know. So, obviously, you know, there are things that, you know, we talked about, you know, we're critical about, things that he's owned, knows he needs to get better at. And, you know, we've had a bunch of days of practice, and we've seen him get better at it. And I'm fully confident he'll come back. He'll be more settled down, and he'll perform well.
And, Pritch, I'm sure, you know, as someone like yourself, the great collegiate career, NFL career, there may have been days for you once in a while where a play that maybe you thought you should have made, you didn't make, and it takes certain mental fortitude to put that behind you and just move on and get the job done next time.
Yes, it does, and it's AT, always trying, you know, and you get in those funks, you get into a slump, you're not doing anything right. If you want to harp and think about those mistakes, then it's AT. It's AT, always trying. So then you forget about that and you move forward. And that's exactly what Coach is talking about.
Right. So any number of guys could talk about that for the upcoming week. Mentioned Devontae Boyd before, but certainly not alone in that case.
No, I mean, it's a team effort. It's a team game.
Yeah, you could get. I mean, it's not – there wasn't one person that you point a finger at in that. You know, the collective effort, you know, and, you know, again – you know, you've heard it said a lot, too. The most important finger point you do is with your thumb, you know. You point it right in.
Yeah.
So we all got things, including myself, that we got to get better at. And we got, you know, we got to perform better collectively as a group. But it's one of those deals, too. You got to put things in perspective. It's like, okay, So it's game three of a 12-week slate. We've played some really good football up to this point. In no way, shape, or form are we going to go running for the hills because of one bad half and, you know, and a disappointing loss. Believe me, nobody feels more disappointed than the guys in our locker room and our coaches. I mean, believe me, we feel worse than everybody else out there, you know. But we're not going to let it deter us. I mean, it's not one of those, it's like, oh, you know, what are you guys going to do? You know, I think I was asked a question this week. So, does it take away from the excitement of the season? I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you crazy? It's week three. I mean, we got a bunch of games to go. I mean, there's a lot of great Rebel football to be played, and you know, a lot of things to be fired up about. So, we're not going to let it deter us. We're going to go back to work, get better. And we've already done that, and we're going to go out and have a great game on Saturday.
I mean, all the goals are still at the end of the schedule. Certainly, a lot of football to play, like you mentioned. Not even in conference play, but chance to get better. I mean, you guys went to work on Sunday night. After this game, returning back from that long trip.
100%. You know, and again, you know, even when I talked to the coaches, I mean, there were some things that I was critical about with the staff, and, you know, and there were some things we talked about collectively as a group. But again, it's putting it in perspective. It's like, hey, guys, remember who we are and where we're coming from. You know, I mean, it's not like, you know, people are frustrated because we're a team that's won 10, 11 games, you know, for 8 or 9 or 10 years in a row. We've got to incrementally get better, you know. So it starts with, let's get that second win, that, you know, and then from there, okay, let's work on that third one, let's work on that fourth and the fifth, you know, just one at a time. We'll start chipping away at it. We've got to get better, and we're going to do that.
We have our final break, and after the break, we'll come back with our remaining moments. Head Coach Tony Sanchez, Mike Pritchard, and yours truly, live from Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. This is the Tony Sanchez Radio Show, and this is the Rebel IMG Sports Network.
When you're driving, do you ever wonder what's just beyond the horizon? A secluded beach? A great hiking spot? A mom-and-pop diner you've never been to before? AAA Insurance gives you the freedom to chase the horizon, knowing AAA has your back. Get an insurance quote today, and AAA will give you a free road trip day pack for all your adventures. Visit a AAA branch, call 1-800-JOIN-AAA, or go to AAA.com/roadtrip to get a quote. Offer good through September 30th. One day pack per household while supplies last. Certain restrictions apply.
You couldn't miss that wedding, birthday party, or whatever event you felt obligated to attend. So you missed the game. And more importantly, the game program. Not to worry. IMGProducts.net has got you covered with official programs and yearbooks from many of the nation's top schools, plus conference and NCAA championships. Visit our new IMGProducts.net website to browse the hundreds of publications available. IMGProducts.net. We've got you covered.
For up-to-date breaking news on your UNLV Rebels, there's no better source than UNLVRebels.com, the official website of UNLV Athletics. UNLVRebels.com provides detailed content and results on all your favorite Rebel teams, with innovative photos, live game, and coaches show broadcasts, and in-depth interviews about your Rebels. UNLVRebels.com is your complete online source for sports news when you just have to know. Go to the source. Go to UNLVRebels.com.
This is Mike Maniscalco, host of College Sports Now on TuneIn. Every Monday through Friday from 10 until noon Eastern, it's the college football show for college football fans. We'll keep you in the know all season long, coast to coast, with great guests from the coaches who design the plays to the players that make them. And our insiders break down everything from practices all the way up to the title game. From our insiders to your input, we've got you covered. College Sports Now, Monday through Friday, 10 until noon Eastern on TuneIn.
The Tony Sanchez Show continues on the Rebel IMG Sports Network. Now back to Born and Raised and the voice of the Rebels, Russ Langer.
Welcome back to Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. Rebels preparing for this week's game against Idaho out of the Sun Belt Conference. They are 1-2. Rebels also 1-2, of course, out of the Mountain West. And the game time, once again, special game time of 6:05 this Saturday from Sam Boyd Stadium. And, of course, I know I'm not alone here at all on these airwaves and along with the coach and encouraging Rebel fans to come out for this one. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Hey, I think the high is 84 degrees. By kickoff, we'll probably be in the 70s. You know, I mean, come on out. You know, we need you, that home field advantage. We had a great game last time with all those great home fans around us, so we need them again. And, again, help us recruit.
Help us recruit. That should be the next headline. Not like the headline was around there today. Pritch, your thoughts on this game?
Well, I mean, the last time the Rebels played Idaho in Moscow, I mean, it was not a good game for the Rebels. Entirely different situation. But that kind of gives confidence maybe to Idaho to think that they can come down here. So, Coach is right. You're right. We need Rebel fans to get out to Sam Boyd Stadium, make that stadium electric, give those players out there on the field some adrenaline. And they can use it against Idaho.
There we have it. The Tony Sanchez Radio Show for this week. Coach, thanks a million.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys.
All right.
Go Rebs.
Go Rebs. Rich, we'll see you Saturday.
Yes.
And the pregame will be at 5:30. And then the game at 6:07. Want to thank our engineering crew, everybody here at Born and Raised, Rebels and Idaho this Saturday. This is the Tony Sanchez Show, and this is a Rebel IMG Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Tony Sanchez Show on the Rebel IMG Sports Network, presented by Findlay Toyota. We'll do anything to sell you a car. Tune in each week for the latest on your UNLV Rebels. The Tony Sanchez Show is also brought to you by Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the Road. Country Financial. Take charge of owning your future with Country Financial. Call your local rep at 1-866-COUNTRY or visit ownyourfuture.com. NV Energy is proud to sponsor the Governor's Series because we're fans too. The Tony Sanchez Show is an exclusive presentation of IMG, America's home for college sports.